Some years ago, when my nephew was young, I gave him a gift. It was wrapped up in a big box. And so with great eager enthusiasm, he pulls off the wrapping paper and opens up the box. His eyes light up with the beautiful big box. And he opens the box a little bit, puts the toy that was inside the box aside, and starts to play with the box. And I'm going like, no, that's not the gift. The gift is in the box, right? And so eventually he goes and gets the gift, and then it was all one of those things. It was wrapped up in plastic. So then he opens that up and again puts the gift aside and starts playing with all the plastic wrapping. And he was having great fun between this beautiful box and the beautiful plastic wrapping. And I'm going like, no, the gift. Eventually, after hours, he gets the gift, but he goes back to the box. The box was the better gift than he stood in the box and played with the box. Why do I bring that up? I think sometimes our life is like that. We get so wrapped up in the externals. And I think in this time of shelter in place, what we find ourselves doing is we realize that we've been caught up in these externals. And that we've spent our time, in a sense, prioritizing the box of life. And we forgot what the gift is inside the box of life. And even then, even now, we're struggling as we can. We put maybe the box, all the externals aside. And now we've started to focus. And even still, we're struggling with the real deeper meaning of life. I think today's Feast Day of Divine Mercy Sunday and today's readings have something really powerful to say to us about this. You see, ultimately, I believe that God gives us the gift of who we are. Right? And that gift of who we are is not in itself the gift. Right? That's part of the gift. That's the container of who we are. And we're all different. So in a sense, the wrapping paper is kind of like our skin. It's like, we're all different. It doesn't make any difference. Even the boxes are different. But that's not the point. The point is the gift inside of us is our soul. And that is made in the image of likeness of God. That's what unites us as humanity, is this interior soul that every one of us was created as a child of God. No matter where, what country we live in, and no matter what race we belong to, we're all in the image of likeness. But even there is not the end of the gift. The gift is the love of God inside our soul that holds it all together. And that is uniquely individual for every single one of us. That God loves us. God loves me. God loves you. In all our little weirdness and strangeness that we see ourselves, yes, God loves us. And nothing will ever take that away. That's what Divine Mercy Sunday is all about. Is it this mercy, this love that comes through Christ is a reminder of God's love for us, that he created us. Now, here's where this gospel comes in. The gospel kind of breaks open, and indeed all these readings break open, how hard sometimes it is to take this message. That we find it hard to get past the externals and get down to the message of our own soul and the God's love for our soul. And so Christ became one of us. And all his disciples followed him and believed in him. But when he died, they were fearful. They had lots of anxieties. Not unlike the anxieties we now have in our shelter in place. But theirs were at a heightened level. Because their master, their Messiah, they believed he was the Lord, had died. He rises from the dead, but they were still fearful. And he comes to them and he offers them something that is profound, that settles their soul. And it's peace. He says, peace I give to you. Now, he gives them this. But remember, they have to receive it. It's like a gift, right? So unless you receive this gift, God does not force his gift to us. He offers it as an invitation for us to take. And then whether we take it or don't, he gives it to us. His peace, his love, that sustaining love, most of all, his forgiveness. Of what humanity has done, and each of us continue to do, he continues to forgive and love us. Now, Thomas comes along and finds this too hard to accept. And he says, I'll only believe if I see. Now, see, here's the challenge with this gift. Like, think of his gift. The first gift that God gives us is the gift of faith, right? This gift of faith is we have to accept it. And then once we accept it, like Thomas, the next gift is that of hope, that I trust the Lord. And then eventually, the third gift is the love, right? That I love the Lord. And he doesn't actually have to put his hand in to his side. And he doesn't have to put his finger into his neck. He sees and he believes and he accepts, he trusts, and he loves the Lord and says, my Lord and my God. Now, all that is great. So how do we live it? Look, we have to sit with it. And we have to let that settle in our soul, because that's what brings the peace. Unless we sit with this message, this faith, hope, and love, if we sit with this message that this body and soul are infused with God's love, then in effect, everything will continue to be stormy. But once we sit with this, then that message gives us peace. And that's what the gift that God offers us today. Now, look, I know some of you who've been invited to watch this from your own living room and you don't believe in God, but that somehow somebody's invited you to watch this. And so we welcome you. But you believe in the goodness of humanity. And so continue to be that goodness to others. That's what we share, this common goodness of humanity. And I ask you to continue to believe in that goodness. There are others of you who believe in God and have come no further than that and have never really gone any deeper. And so we share this common belief in God and God who has been the source of the humanity's goodness and of all goodness. And so I ask you to continue to be good and to share the goodness and the belief in God with others in whatever way you can. And then there are those of you who believe in Christ, but have never really got part any further with that. Whether you've fallen away from the church or whether you were never part of the church to begin with, you struggle with that institutionalized religion. But we share the common belief that Christ is our Lord. And so I ask you to continue to believe in that and to act out on that. Be a witness to others about this love that is deep within us that Christ gave witness to in the resurrection and in his life. And then there are those of you who are regular churchgoers who miss coming to Mass on Sundays. And we love you and we miss you for sure. But our role is important. Our role is not only to witness the goodness of life and the goodness of God and the witness of Christ. Our role is to witness to being that love in the world. We have to go one step further. Why? Because if we believe what we believe, then we need to be that living love in the world. God's hands, God's feet. That is what we must take heart of today. We have been given this incredible gift. Don't focus on the box. Don't focus even on the packaging inside the box. Go right to the gift of God's love. And once we sit with that, wow, the peace that that gives us, that is a common experience for all of us. And then maybe if we could all do that and find our peace today in our own homes, wherever we are, different parts of the world, then maybe by sharing that peace, then we'll start to find ourselves coming back into unity as a humanity and recognizing then that maybe for today, we could all say, my Lord and my God, and no longer doubt that he is the source of all life, all goodness, all love, our God and Savior.